Welcome to the debate. You know, if you look inside a high-end industrial control panel, it really looks like a masterpiece of order.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has to.
Right, and those perfectly routed wires have to comply with strict UL 508 standards. But behind all that clean routing is, well, often a shop floor completely covered in shattered plastic and PVC dust.
Yeah, the hidden bottleneck of panel building, right? How you actually cut that wiring duct in the first place.
Exactly. So today, we're looking at that exact issue, and I take the position that a bench-mounted guillotine cutter is the absolute mandatory centerpiece for any serious panel shop.
And I have to take the position that a bench-mounted cutter is, frankly, just way too rigid of a requirement. Because, you know, extreme high-volume factories or mobile field operations, they absolutely need scalable alternatives, like miter saws or handheld units.
Say three panels a month, you're trapped in this absolute nightmare loop.
The old measure, clamp, saw, deburr.
Yes, exactly. Measure, clamp, saw, deburr, and repeat. A bench-mounted shear replaces all of that manual mess. You get a perfectly square, burr-free cut in like 2 seconds.
Well, 2 seconds for a very specific type of mid-size shop.
I'd say for most shops. It's pure, repeatable mechanical efficiency. It relies entirely on fixed blade geometry.
That sounds great, but I have to push back when you say it's mandatory for every serious operation. Because what happens at the extremes? I mean, if you're a field tech out on a site, a heavy cast iron bench unit is completely useless.
Well, sure, you aren't carrying that around.
Right. You need agility. And that makes handheld guillotine cutters, you know, the ones handling up to 60 millimeter profiles, absolutely essential.
Okay, field work is one thing, though.
But even on the flip side, if you're on a factory floor doing extreme high volume production, you probably already have powered stations. The motorized miter saw is still the undisputed champion for raw speed.
Okay, I'll give you the field tech argument. Lugging a cast iron bench tool into a cramped mechanical room just makes no sense. I concede that. But let's look at the mechanics of high volume throughput in a controlled shop.
Okay, let's look at it.
The bench model isn't just a blade. It's a full measurement ecosystem. You have an integrated stop gauge, a telescoping measuring bar.
Sure, you set it once.
Right, you set it once, and you get exactly the same cut 50 times in a row. And again, no burrs to file down.
You're talking about precision, but I think you're ignoring the physical toll on the human who's actually operating that lever.
It's just mechanical advantage, though.
But solid-walled PVC doesn't just snip like paper. Because of its density, forcing a blade through a large profile creates massive friction.
Well, you just need a good lever arm.
Even with a good lever, when you scale that up to hundreds of cuts a shift, severe hand and arm strain becomes a serious liability. Nobody wants a workforce dealing with repetitive strain injuries.
That is a valid concern, I'll admit.
Right, which is why those high-volume scenarios practically necessitate ratchet-style tools or fully powered cutters, just to keep the pace up without hurting people.
Fair enough. But let's talk about what happens when you introduce those powered saws into the mix. The shop hygiene completely falls apart.
Ah, here we go with the dust.
It's a huge issue. I look at the bench-mounted shear as basically a surgical instrument. Instead of violently tearing through the plastic with a spinning abrasive blade, the shear uses immense localized pressure.
It parts the plastic.
Exactly. It gracefully parts the PVC practically at the molecular level. It leaves absolutely zero airborne dust.
Right. It's clean. I will give you that. But is the dust really a deal breaker if you have a proper setup?
It absolutely is, if you are trimming duct inside an enclosure where sensitive components are already installed.
Well, you just blow it out, right?
But PVC dust holds a static charge. When those tiny plastic saw chips settle into the contacts of a terminal block or a relay, they can actually prevent the circuit from closing properly.
Microarcing? Sure.
Yes, microarcing and eventual failure. So, how do you justify a spinning miter saw when the chips it throws actively threaten the integrity of the board?
You justify it with proper engineering. Extreme volume facilities don't just slap a miter saw on a desk and let the chips fly everywhere.
I've seen some that definitely do.
Well, they shouldn't. They integrate industrial dust extraction systems directly into the cutting station that systematically captures the statically charged debris before it ever reaches a relay.
That's still a risk.
But the dust-free nature of the shear is brilliant, yes. I'm just saying you can mitigate the sawdust while keeping your production speed exponentially higher.
Dust extraction helps, sure, but it's just another system to maintain. I still maintain that for the core of professional panel assembly, the bench-mounted guillotine offers zero maintenance.
Well, you have to replace the blades.
Right, replaceable hardened steel blades. But it provides pristine hygiene. It completely eliminates the root cause of the dust and elevates the workmanship. It is the ultimate long-term investment.
The guillotine geometry is elegant, I agree. Parting the plastic rather than tearing it is a huge advantage.
Thank you.
But the practical variables matter, whether it's the ergonomic toll on a worker hitting extreme production quotas or a field tech needing to fit tools in a bag.
True.
It just proves that scalable methods, from hand tools to extracted miter saws, remain highly relevant. One size just doesn't fit all.
I hear you. It seems balancing that ergonomics, volume, and cut quality really requires ongoing analysis of the panel specifications for each unique shop.
Precisely. The perfect cut is out there, but you have to know exactly what kind of environment you're building in.
We started by looking at that fully assembled control panel as a masterpiece of order.
Yep, a work of art.
And perhaps the real takeaway is that whether you rely on the localized pressure of a surgical shear or the raw speed of an extracted saw, the true art lies in choosing the exact right instrument for your specific canvas.